Well, good morning. It is Friday, the 22nd of March. We continue in our 180 basic training with lesson number 5, ending your isolation. If there is one saying that people who have been around me long enough have learned that comes from me in 180 Ministries, it's this: a lone sheep is a dead sheep. A lot of truth to that. The primary reason Christians are entangled in the sin that so easily entangles them is because they're ashamed that they've become ensnared in sexual sin. You know, there was a day when our culture believed that adultery was wrong for a married man and premarital sex was wrong for unmarried people. Women valued virginity and being chaste, and premarital sex was considered inappropriate, and most people valued sexual purity. But man, that world is long gone. Now it is friends with benefits, hooking up for casual sex, and as far as a partner or partners is concerned, anything goes. This has come from the shift in our cultural morals and the belief, the basic belief, that if it feels good, then do it. Then do it again, and again, and again, and again. Don't worry about pregnancy, or STDs, or sex trafficking, or destroying your life. That's probably not going to happen to you. However, in spite of all this, there is still the dreaded emotion that camps out on the front lawn of your house, waiting for another opportunity to turn on its loudspeakers and yell, "Shame, shame, shame on you!" Whether we want to admit it or not, when we keep falling into sexual sin, our shame and guilt and our fear drives us into isolation, where we're scared to death to share it with anyone or afraid that someone might find out. We believe that everything will be fine and we'll just deal with this ourselves. However, can you look back and see that things have not gotten better? In fact, they're probably getting worse. Our frequency of acting out and the intensity of the porn we use is increasing instead of decreasing. What used to be a wow experience is now hum, and we need to find something with a little more shock value, only to be shocked at the depth we've fallen into. Enter even more shame, and the cycle of addiction is taking you further than you ever thought you would go, and deeper into darker and more serious sexual depravity. Listen, there's only one solution to this problem of shame-filled isolation. It's time to take off the mask and connect with other believers who are also struggling and who are helping one another. This is not just some simple suggestion of something you might want to think about. It is as essential as breathing air is to extending your life. Yesterday, we talked about creating our sexual sin inventory, which I hope you've begun or planning to work on this weekend. That is breaking your isolation from yourself and from God. You know, we even isolate from ourselves. I know that sounds dumb, but we do that, and that's when we're living in denial. We're not telling ourselves the truth about ourselves, and naively believe that everything is going to be okay. Well, how's that working for you? So we tell the truth to God and to ourselves, and that is the beginning of breaking isolation. We've exhausted ourselves trying to stop and failed at that. So we either give up or do another round of pleading with God to make it stop. Now, do you really think that God could make this stop? I mean, he is God, right? And omnipotent or all-powerful. Created the universe out of nothing in 7 days. So sure, I think he's up to the task. However, I find that he rarely does this. First, in order to do this, he'd need to completely remove all sexual desire from your body. Is that what you want? Secondly, he would have to completely remove you from all the sexual temptations of our world. And third, he would have to remove all demonic forces that are trying their best to influence you. Do you want to know why he hasn't done that? Because for him to do that, he'd have to end your life here and take you to heaven. But he's not ready for that because you're still here and he wants to work in your life. Instead, he wants us to learn from the trials and temptations of this life. He's given us three very critical things that we need in order to survive and to live in purity, even while we're in this filthy world. He's put his Spirit to dwell in us and to transform us. He's given us his Word to teach us and guide us. And he's called us to live in community with one another and to help each other. That's where we fail. Listen, these are not suggestions that we may need or may not need. These are essentials for surviving in this world. And the one we ignore the most to our peril is being in a community where we can be open and honest and receive help from one another to defeat this enemy that has been destroying us. Listen, stop being the stupid sheep that wanders away from the shepherd and the flock only to be consumed again by the roaring lion who's prowling around seeking another dumb sheep to devour. It's time for you to find a community of others who know how to help one another and are doing it on a weekly and a daily basis. That's what we do here at 180, and they're called our online support teams. If there's not one of the 10 that we have now that fits your schedule, then just let me know. I'll start one with you. You know what? That's how every group has started, with just one man. And then others start to show up. It's time to end the isolation, my friend. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. God bless you. Work on that sexual sin inventory. And have a great weekend. Goodbye.